on the line this morning, Illinois State Representative in the morning, and in the afternoon, Senator Terry Bryant. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me this morning.
Big story. What is the biggest story from last night? There's a lot to talk about. In your mind, what's the biggest event from last night?
Oh, Tom, there was so much. It's a terrible crap last night. We finished in the House about 4:15 this morning, actually. And last thing when we left last night was a massive health care bill. What the folks need to take home about the health care bill is the other side of the aisle did not want to hear that the bill was basically going to cost an additional $2.8 billion with a B. $2.8 billion, from $900 million to $2.8 billion, and they didn't want to hear it at all. The biggest takeaway from yesterday and really for the last couple of days was we are already $5 billion in the hole for this year's budget, and they just passed bills in the last few days that adds another $10 billion to that already $5 billion. So we're coming in here terribly in the hole, and what do they keep doing? Digging and digging, like you're going to dig yourself out of a hole by digging deeper into the hole.
So you know, when they talk about these tax changes for businesses and decoupling federal taxes, where are we on that story in relationship to money? Because I'm thinking, oh, with $2.8 billion, but we'll stop giving those tax credit we promised. We'll change that and keep $20 million.
Yeah, so the decoupling actually is going to end up costing the state, if we decouple, somewhere around $1 billion of lost revenue in our ability to regain that from the federal government, $1 billion. Again, another one of the things that they absolutely did not want to listen to. It failed last night. They needed 60 votes for it to pass. It only got 50. If there was anybody up, when it was voted on, it was 2 a.m. when it was voted on with Senate Bill 1199. They will have seen the drama that took place because the person who was in the speaker's chair last night, he contorted himself in every possible way not to actually take the vote, which would show it at 50. And then there was a couple contortions as well. And it would take a long time to go into those details. But the fact is, it's probably going to get run again today in the House. I do not believe that I'll have the opportunity today in the House because I have to be in the Senate between 10 and noon today. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get over there for that. Patrick Windhorst is going to take over the lead on the criminal justice reform bill, which I actually call a criminal bill. Because it has nothing to do with criminal justice and everything in the world to do with hating cops.
All right, now
terrible bill, terrible.
So, but it passed the Senate last night. What was the vote on that?
32 or 33, I believe. I think it was 16 or 17, possibly something like that. I don't remember because some people didn't vote. But they needed 30. They got 32 or 33.
32 to 23. I just checked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this bill, will it be voted on again today before noon? By the House?
The decoupling?
No, the police reform.
The police reform is done in the Senate. It now comes over to the House on what is called concurrence. If anyone was watching for the last few days, I was able to get the sponsor to agree to take it back to committee. However, because then we could at least flush out the things that they added that's bad from the Senate. The problem is that since it's coming over on concurrence, that's a little bit of a rope-a-dope because it's a little bait and switch. It won't go to committee. It will go straight to the House floor. So I talked with Representative Windhorst last night. We were putting a strategy together. We are at the very least going to try to force the sponsor in the House to do a subject matter hearing before they vote on it in the House. That way we can maybe in a few minutes flush out some of the stuff that got added. But it went from leaving the House at a 611-page horrible bill to becoming a 764-page. So it was 611. Now it's 764. There's 160 pages that we didn't even see until about 3 o'clock this morning.
All right, now
so when I left Patrick last night, he was on page 300, just going through to make sure they didn't sneak anything in besides that extra 100 and something pages.
All right, now what about, because I've heard this presented different ways and said you're just seeing it. So if you say I don't know, I mean I understand that. Does this decriminalize meth and heroin and personal use? You referenced this in a video on Sunday. It was very intriguing. For personal amounts, there would be a specific weight or below you could keep meth and heroin for personal use.
Right. No, so that's the good thing about committees. Even though this bill in the House has never been voted on in the House, even though it's coming over on concurrence, it was voted on, but it was voted on in a totally different form. So it's been amended over in the Senate. So anyway, having the committee that we had the other day allowed us to flush that out, allowed us to get the witnesses to admit that this was going to allow for heroin, meth, cocaine, you name it, all to be on someone's person for personal use without it being a felony anymore. So that got the folks scared, the people that were sponsoring this bill, got them scared when we flushed that out. So the hope today is that Windhorst and company are able to force this to at least a subject matter hearing. I don't think he'll be able to get that part done. I think it'll go straight to the floor. I think it'll be a short debate because the House is going into session at 8 o'clock this morning. We anticipate them going immediately to Democratic caucus, which could take between an hour and 2 hours. They're going to vote this morning within their caucus who they want to put up for Speaker of the House. It looks like they're going to put up Representative Chris Welch. And many of you may have seen last night that I posted the Chicago Tribune article that shows that Chris Welch has been in the past, he was charged with a domestic violence charge, and then there were two other charges individually that we know of right now for sexual harassment. This is who they may put up today as the next Speaker of the House. People will also recognize his name as the fellow that was in charge of the committee investigating Michael Madigan, and he's the guy that ended the committee and did not have any of the witnesses that were asked for by the Republicans. That's the guy that's supposed to be fair to everybody.
All right. I have a hard time with this when I start to unpack it all. First off, fair tax failed. The governor says we have to cut, and we add $2.8 billion in spending. We go out and you see all these politicians on Saturday say they love law enforcement. They want more for law and peace. After what happened in the Capitol, we support our law enforcement while proposing legislation that if you don't follow these draconian new police reform acts, that they 100% defund your police department, while at the same time saying let's take cashless bail and let's ease up on some of these drugs. And like I said, meth and heroin, got no tolerance for that. And then you look that you see a person put forth the Speaker of the House in a very short order said, we're going to stop this special investigative committee on Madigan because there's no proof to it. It's just a dog and pony show. And he was the chairperson. When you look at this collectively, Illinois in its full glory has lived up to its reputation in just a few short hours in the middle of the night is once again taking everything in the last possible moment and trying to push it through when nobody can read and absorb 800 pages of legislation. Illinois lived up to its reputation last night.
Yeah, Tom, you're right. You're right on. I mean, we come back into Springfield. And again, the person that I would least like to be this morning waking up is J.B. Pritzker. The guy, tells everybody on his side of the aisle, hey, we have to cut some places and starts, saying we got to have a billion, we decouple this. And there's a, he thinks he's going to be saving money when in reality it's a billion more. So he doesn't even have it right. And then in addition to that, they add another $10 billion to the proposed spending. It is criminal. And I'm telling you right now, people are going to say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, they need to get on the phone this morning. They need to call Chris Welch's office and ask him to remove his name from consideration as Speaker of the House. You know how passionate I am about domestic violence issues because that's the history that I come from as a child. This man has no place as Speaker of the House, And anybody that thinks that he does is sadly mistaken. If there are already two sexual harassment cases on top of the domestic violence, there's more there somewhere. Just wait for them to be uncovered.
What should we be watching for next, in particular today, at this changing of the guard and anything that might occur today? Where is your focus?
Well, my focus is going to be over in the Senate. I will be going over. I'll be sworn in the Senate side, and then we start all over again. Okay, but the problem is the bills that were run at the wee hours of the morning today, when no one was paying attention because normal folks at home were all sleeping, those are going to go into law if the governor signs them. So the only place to stop them at this point is to call Governor Pritzker's office and say, don't sign these bills. Don't sign anything that was passed during lame duck session.
All right. Pretty concerned about what's going on, what happens next on a lot of different levels. It's busy not only in Springfield, but in D.C. too. So we got a lot to watch today. And I'm curious, just quickly, who sponsored the police reform bill? You mentioned the sponsor and reading part of the bill. Who is the sponsor for that?
In the Senate, it was L.G. Sims, Senator L.G. Sims, and in the House, it's State Representative Justin Slaughter.
All right. Now, before I let you go, you had some personal business of a sort for Southern Illinois yesterday when it comes to Mike Mills.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, I was able to run a resolution honoring the life of Mike Mills. What can you say about Mike? I mean, you know, the legend. Right? The legend. And barbecue pit master, Hall of Famer, one of only two in the entire state of Illinois, he and Pat Burke. And Mike Mills is going to be missed by so many, a giant in the Murfreesboro community, the Southern Illinois community, and really in the world community. This guy is known all over the world for his barbecue. But gosh, you know, when we were researching him, I didn't know that he was in the first class of dentistry at SIU. The guy was just a giant among men and women, for that matter. So I was glad to run that resolution. We have a copy we're going to present to Amy and the family, and just happy to have been able to do that. One bright spot in a really bad lame duck session.
All right. And you'll be sworn in today at noon?
Yes, sir. My mom is here, my kids, grandkids. The Senate is allowing a small number of visitors. Feel really bad for those going into the House. Mike Madigan makes the rules. You know, he's still the speaker until noon. So all the new members, including Paul Jacobs and David Fried, were not even allowed to have their own spouses next to them when they were sworn in today.
Yeah.
That's the way they run the ship.
I would have been texting back and forth with Paul Jacobs, who will be, of course, taking your seat today. By the way, Terry, I've just received an ABC News alert saying the House of Representatives in Washington will meet at 8 a.m. That's 27 minutes from now to begin work on a single article of impeachment on the president. And that'll be happening. As I said, they just make the announcement. The House is going to be doing that starting at 8 this morning. They're getting an early start there. Terry, thanks for your time this morning. I know it took a lot of it. You're going to get a nap now?
No, in fact, I've got another interview to do, and I'm supposed to meet some folks at 8 o'clock for breakfast. So, you know, sleep is over. Time to get back to work.